following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Hi, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to our client support call this evening. My name is Marcia Hildebrand, and I'm a registered nurse and a diabetic educator, and I am joined by Dr. Joe Pecoraro, who is a cardiovascular surgeon, and we are both certified Optavia coaches with Optavia, and we're so happy to be here tonight with you. This call is for our current and potential Optavia clients, coaches, and health professionals, and will last for 30 minutes. It's designed to be an interactive call where you can ask your questions and get answers from health professionals right away. I love that. Keep in mind that we will do our best to answer your questions, and we encourage you to contact your personal health care provider as they are an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey. Especially if you are taking medications or have any medical considerations, we'd love to get as many questions as possible tonight. We will begin by hearing from a few of you who are on the line joining us tonight. Then we'll share a quick health tip for the week, and after that, we'll get right to Q&A portion of our call. So let's get started. If you'd like to say hello and tell us your success, hit *6 on your phone to unmute. Then share your first name, where you're from, and your success so far on the program. Then please hit *6 on your phone again so you can mute the line and clear it so everyone else can hear. So who's out there tonight? Remember, you have to hit *6.
Wow, maybe we just have a quiet night out there tonight, Marcia.
You know, maybe we do. Maybe we should just start with some tips, and if somebody calls in to say their success, we could listen to.
Sure.
Well,
everyone,
how would you like to start sharing?
Still driving home from the eclipse.
You know what? That's true. That's true. So what would you like to share tonight, Dr. Joe?
Well, it sounded like that we might have had someone come in.
Hello?
Is there someone there? Oh. Yes.
Hello.
Hi. I'm doing the wrong thing. Hi, I'm Mindy. I'm in South Florida, and I've been on the program for 9 years. I mean, nine weeks.
9 weeks. Oh my gosh, how do you feel?
Great. I have so much energy, and I lost over 27 pounds, and I'm feeling really good. Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
I just didn't follow directions. I did pounds. *6.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, but it sounds like you are doing very well with following the directions for the program.
So far, I mean, I've been on this before, but I'm more motivated because I really want to improve my health. It's really important to me.
What particular part of your health?
Well, just improving my BMI because I have sleep apnea and I needed surgery.
Okay,
so,
that's what I was looking for. That's it. That's your why.
I'm nervous about it. Exactly. That's my why. I want to have a healthy
BMI. I love that.
BMI.
Thank you
so much for sharing. Can I ask you a question? Because you said that you were on the program before. How long ago was that?
Oh, my gosh. I tried so many different times. I think it was 5 years ago I lost over 100 pounds. But then I kept on trying. I didn't get to my goal weight, and I kept on going back and forth to the program, but now I'm very, I have a why, you know, because of my health and everything. And I think I understand it better too, like about, you know, the vegetables that they do have carbohydrates and, you know, that you have to stay in that fat burning process.
Yeah. Are you using the program, the program materials, the educational component, the the books?
Yeah.
Okay. Because if you use that this time, hopefully you won't have to get to the point where you say you have to be on the program again, because this program is really not designed to be an off and on program. It's designed to get you to a healthy weight and to be able to maintain your energy balance by using the habits of health. And sometimes it takes learning them one habit at a time.
Right. I'm ready to do that because I realize it's not just about the weight anymore, that it's doing all the habits and, you know, getting healthy and not just thinking about how I look. Because that's not the most important thing. It's my health.
Well, did you call in because did you have a particular question for us tonight, or you just called?
No, I just wanted to say hello. So I'll let someone else talk.
Thank you for sharing that. That's fabulous information, and I love the questions that you asked, Dr. Joe. They were really helpful.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. So do we have anybody else out there tonight?
Yes, this is Patty from Maryland.
Hi, Patty from Maryland.
Hi. So I've been on the program, I think, 3 months now, and I've lost 14 pounds and feeling good. And
wow, wonderful.
I didn't have much to lose. I thought I only had 10 pounds to lose, and then I thought, well, a couple more will be good. But I found I put weight on after menopause, and it's been almost 20 years, and nothing I tried before worked. I mean, it was really frustrating. And so my chiropractor recommended this, and it's like, it's incredible. I mean, it's incredible how it works. So, yes, great program.
Oh,
thank you.
I can so relate to that because, you know, the only period I have is at the end of a sentence. So I can definitely empathize with menopause. And yes, this program is, it's a lifesaver. It really is.
Yeah, it's not unusual for perimenopausal women to struggle with their weight in most programs. And this is really one of the wonderful programs that that really gives them hope, because otherwise, like you said, so many of them struggle with that last 20 or 25 pounds. They go to the gym, they do this, they try everything else, and nothing ever seems to work. So that is one of the really bright points of our program as far as that goes. So did you have any concerns tonight, or you just wanted to share?
I was just sharing. I think probably the most frustrating thing, I didn't have much to lose, but no one seems to be noticing, even though my clothes are fitting better. And so I guess I'm just a better version of what I was or something. Or as my mother says, they're noticing and they're jealous and don't want to say anything.
Well, sometimes that is the case. And sometimes what happens too is people start losing weight and people don't want to say anything because depending upon your age, they might be concerned that you're sick and they don't want to say anything because they're afraid that then you might have to talk about an illness that's causing you to lose weight. So I would say revel in the joy of being healthier and having lost the weight. And you know what? People are going to start to notice eventually. And as your mom said, they're probably already noticing, but you know how it is. Hey, I lost 50 pounds before anyone even noticed anything. And sometimes they weren't even sure. It was like, are you wearing different glasses or like, did you get a haircut? And I'm like, well, no, I lost 50 pounds.
Well,
so
yeah.
They're probably noticing that something's different, but they don't know what it is.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you. That helped.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah, I only lost like 6 pounds on the program. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Hi. This is Julie from Oklahoma.
Hi, Julie from Oklahoma.
Hi. I have a really bad problem, and I want to ask Dr. Joe. I lost 66 pounds last year, but this last few months, I have been overtaken with extreme sugar cravings, and I've been binging, and I'm scared I'm going to give myself diabetes, and I'm gaining my weight back. And my coach is working with me really hard on this, and I just can't seem to make it click again to stop eating the sugar. And I was wondering if you had any advice for me.
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. But first and foremost, what do you think it is? What made the change? Was there some new stress in your life or something else that happened that that all of a sudden you're starting to gain it back?
I lost my job.
Okay.
So I'm home all the time, so now I have more time to just sit and think about eating. And I have what I've always called avalanche eating, that once I start, I can't stop. And if I don't start, then I'm all right. But if I start eating, then I can't stop. So I'll have a fueling, and then that just starts me, and then it just goes from there, and I start binging.
Okay, there's a couple of things that I think are happening here. First and foremost is this, is that you've labeled yourself. You've basically given yourself permission to binge eat by saying that you can't stop. And yet at the same time, you're struggling with this fear of gaining the weight back. And you feel like you can't stop. But you know what? You can. Start telling yourself different things. Start telling yourself, I was successful on this before. I can do this thing. I can do this. And then the other two things I'm going to tell you to do that really can make a difference. Now, bear in mind, just like the first time you were on the program, it's going to take about 3, maybe 4 days of real commitment before you get into fat burning again. But what I want you to do is this. I want you to really drink a lot of water, a ton of water. And now, when I say water, I'm not talking diet soda or anything like that, because sometimes, it's not very often, but sometimes what happens is people get the sweet of the artificial sweeteners, like in the diet sodas, and that can kind of trigger a little something.
Right.
The other thing that often happens is, you know, if you have a diet soda with a fueling, what happens is it can actually change the glycemic index some. So
well,
you're not getting...
I don't drink that much. I hardly ever drink diet pop.
Okay, so let's go with the water. And then there's one other thing that can really help. And that's this, is carry a little notebook around with you or a journal. And everything that goes in your mouth, journal it. Because then you'll see almost the ridiculousness of what you're doing.
Yeah. I can see it just on the scale of the ridiculousness.
Well, but I'm saying if you do the water, if you really try and focus on that, then I would also flood your mind with healthy things. Read Dr. Anderson's ebook again, the Stop Challenge Choose book. Start with Discover Your Optimal Health if you have that. So these are things where you really have to decide that it's worth it, that you're worthy of it. With or without your dog, you are worthy of it. And once
Not
you
my
make
dog,
that
my job. My
oh,
job.
Your job. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Even without your job is not you. Your job is not your identity. You are still a valuable person. And the loss of a job has nothing to do with that. In fact, it may even be that God allowed that to happen to you so that you can get a better job.
Yeah.
I love that.
So focus on the good things, focus on your prior successes, drink the water, journal the food, keep telling yourself, I can do this, and be in close touch with your coach, because it's usually when you need your coach the most that you want to talk to them the least.
Yes. I've got a really good coach, so she's helping me a lot. But I've wanted to hear it from a doctor, too. So I appreciate you taking time to speak with me tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Great. And we can't wait to hear you get back on in a couple of weeks and say, wow, I've done this thing now. I'm back on. I'm feeling great. And I'm going for it.
I will do that.
All right.
Can I just ask one quick question? You said you lost your father?
Job.
Oh, a job.
A job.
A job. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, never mind.
No, that's fine. It's hard to hear on telephone, so no, that's fine.
Call us back in a couple of weeks and let us know how you're doing.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.
Hello. Hi, my name is Debbie from Chicago. And I actually haven't started the program yet. I just ordered my food and I'm expecting my delivery tomorrow night. And I'm dialing in just to hear other people's stories and to help get motivated. And for the first time in a long, long time, I'm actually excited. I think I've gone into every other program already defeated, because I've never been able to visualize my success. And since I signed up for the program and met my coach, I think about, I'm going to be able to get into this car soon and my belly's not going to hit the steering wheel, or I'm going to get on the train and people aren't going to offer me their seat because they think I'm pregnant. And I've not been able to visualize that in a very long time.
How much weight are you looking to lose?
Pardon me?
How much weight are you looking to lose?
I would say at least 50, but I think that would help towards my health journey. Ideally, I would love to lose like 75 pounds.
Well, you know what? On this program, you can do it. I lost 123 pounds, and that was 12 years ago now. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is stick with the program, but really be sure to not just think of it as I ordered my food. Think of it as I ordered my program, because when those books come, you really should dive into those too. And if your coach hasn't already sent you Dr. Anderson's Stop Challenge Choose ebook, have them do that. It's a free book, and it's not one of those teaser ebooks. It's something that you really can get some value from, and it'll help keep you in that health mindset. And continue to visualize those things, because you're going to be able to let your coach know all along the way how things are changing for you. You know, no extension on the airplane seatbelt. Like you said, touch your toes, whatever it is. Fit into a dress that doesn't feel like a tent. I don't know, whatever.
Well, and just to be able to do activities with my daughter, I'm going to be 53 and my daughter is only 12. And it's very difficult to do things with her because I'm not comfortable in my own skin. But for this last year, I've definitely noticed a difference in my stamina and in, just doing the smallest things. I'm out of breath or I'm tired and I have fibromyalgia, so this is making that worse. I have sleep apnea, that's getting worse. So I'm starting to experience health issues with my knees and with my liver, and it's time. It's time for me to take it seriously and take care of me so I can be there for my daughter and for myself.
That is wonderful. That is beautiful, really. You know, when you have a daughter that age, it's so important for girls today to set a healthy example of what's healthy. And it's so difficult to do that in today's world with work and a family and trying to do everything. And you have a community with us, and we link arms with you to help make your journey so you feel supported, and you're going to show your daughter the right way to be healthy and to live a longer, healthier life. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else?
Dr. Joes?
Yes.
Yes. My name is Ann. I'm a health coach. I'm in Roanoke, Virginia. And I have a client who could not be on tonight. She has just found out that she has an ulcer at the small, the base of her stomach and the top of her small intestines. So she's been told she has to stop eating vegetables and especially salad. She's also got a large hiatal hernia. And she's 71 years of age and has loved program, has done extremely well on program, does not want to put her weight back on because she's now in the 160s where she was. I don't have her profile in front of me because I was out and she was, so I apologize for not knowing how much she has lost, but it's a tremendous amount. Her and her, both, her husband both have journeyed together and been very successful. She doesn't want to gain her weight back, but she's been told to go on a low fiber diet. So, I was wondering what you would, instruct her or me to, instruct her and encourage her to do with that until her, and her ulcer is about the size of a scallop.
Is the size of a what?
A scallop. And he's also told her, you know, not knowing the whole situation, he's told her, he's kind of scared her. She's very delicate, you know, and worries a lot and stresses about things. But she's a sweetheart, and she says, you know, he told me to carry my films with me and my EDG and carry them with me because if I started having pain or bleeding, that I need to go and take my films with me, and I need to carry them with me with everywhere I go. So he's kind of put a, you know,
an unnecessary fear in her.
Huge for someone who doesn't need that type of,
First of all, you guys had quite a traffic jam there in Roanoke last night, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. But, it does not make sense what he's saying at all, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Because, first of all, if someone bleeds from an ulcer, most of the time they don't even know it because they don't bleed it. They don't bleed fast enough for it to come out the top. It's usually a slow bleed that comes out the bottom. Second of all is, low fiber has nothing to do with the stomach or the first part of the small intestine. So it's really kind of an unusual request that he's making for her. Typically, when people have diverticulitis in the past, they were told to be on low fiber diets. And even that didn't make sense because people with diverticulitis need to increase the motility or the action in their colons. So, now,
okay.
What I would have her do is go to him and say, what vegetables can I have and how much?
Right, okay.
Then that'll put the onus on him. Instead of telling her what not to do, she can ask him what to do.
Yeah, well, that was what she said. She said, I walked away from there with not knowing what I could even do other than not take the leave and the
I totally agree with.
Of course.
The non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, of course, those kind of things, and steroids and too much calcium can increase the gastric acid output. But fiber has nothing to do with that at all.
Well, I will let her listen back to this call, and I will instruct her of what you said.
Can I share something with you guys? This is Marcia.
Sure.
And
yeah, Marcia.
I had a hiatal hernia repair in February, and I've already had a fundoplication, and I have diverticulosis. And my surgeon wanted me to stay on the products pre and post-op because my stomach never got too full. And then post-op, my GI doctor also agreed with the program. And I don't know why, you know, I just use some extra fiber powder and that helps me. So if, unless she's missing some information that has to do more with her esophageal health as opposed to her upper and lower intestines, for you know, if somebody has an ulcer, they treat it with antibiotics now. I mean, that's the protocol. So I think we're missing some information, and that's what would make this all become more. But I like what Dr. Joe said about asking what she can do as opposed to what she can't do, and getting it in writing.
Well,
hi. Could I?
Go ahead.
This is Valerie from Ohio. Hi. I just wanted to chime in real fast because I just had a colonoscopy yesterday, and I've been on the program for a couple of years, and I'm a coach. I do have diverticulosis. I had a diverticulitis attack, my third one. I was really sick for about a month, and I was on Cipro and Flagyl. My doctor told me that I do not have to go off the program, that the program was fine. When I had the colonoscopy yesterday, my gastroenterologist, and I also have a hiatal hernia, had told me that he said, well, and I'm back on the program because I put on a few extra pounds since my daughter had her baby and everything. I think I added that little baby weight along with her. So I'm back on plan. And I said, do I have to go off plan? And he said, because he said, I want you to add some fiber. And he said, you're okay right now. You're not in a flare anymore, but you do have the diverticulosis. And he said, but you're okay. So just, you know, let's do some Raisin Bran in the morning. And I went, ugh, because I don't do cereal.
Right.
Not like that, you know. I do
right.
no cereal. So I said, you know, and I'm just used to our stuff. And so he said, I said, well, I do our program, our, you know, and I told him. And he said, okay, that's fine. He said, can you add some fiber? And I said, well, I would tell my clients to do some fiber powder, like the doctor's calls has told us. Benefiber, and he said, that's great, go ahead and get that if you have it, and he said, and start incorporating that into your program, and he said, put that in your shakes or your cereal, your oatmeal, whatever, and he said, and let's
right.
try that and see how you feel. So I started that yesterday, so I don't know if that helps or that can help, but that's what I'm doing. I did not go off the program. I don't see any reason to, but like I said, I do have diverticulosis. And I didn't realize the difference between all this stuff, but I don't know. So
yeah, and the thing is, too, is a lot of people don't realize there are 4 grams of fiber in each of the products, each of the fuelings. So you're
right.
With 5 fuelings a day, you're getting a good amount of fiber already. But the issue, Valerie, that this person who called in had was that she was told to not take, to have a low fiber diet, which none of us can figure out why, unless, like Marcia said, there's a gap in the information of what we're getting. So really the best suggestion would be to see if you could get that woman to come on the call next week and fill in if there's missing information.
And if she's having some issues as far as, you know, I kind of got distracted because I was just walking in the door with a call. I heard something about lettuce.
I hate to interrupt everybody, but it's 8:30 already.
Oh my gosh,
I can't believe it.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry. Well, you know, I think
only that those who can should get on the Habits of Health webinar that's starting now.
That's, I am so grateful that you said that. And so Let's see. Thank you, everyone, for participating in this call. Remember that you can subscribe to our support calls via iTunes podcast or hear a few prior week's recordings of these helpful calls on your health coach's co-branded website. The playback of tonight's call will be available within 48 hours. If you have any questions for a health professional between support calls, you can email Lori Anderson at takeshapenow@gmail.com. Again, that's takeshapenow@gmail.com. Remember, this call happens weekly on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, as well as our Habits of Health webinar, which actually begins right now. To access the webinar, simply log in to www.zoom.us and enter meeting ID 113-312-513. Again, that's www.zoom.us and enter meeting ID 113-312-513. Congratulations on investing some time in your health this evening. We're so glad you joined us. Have a great night.
Thank you, Dr. Joe.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.